folks at the schools, because that's really a lot of times an identity of a community is the school system. And we have interim superintendent Franco Gallo joining us. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today.
No problem.
I've seen our first school buses go by here. How early do they start rolling?
The school buses, they fire them up around 6:15 to make sure they're all up and running. And school starts earliest at the high school at 7:28, but we don't have busing at the high school. But they do get up and running for the middle school, which begins right around 7:45. So they start arriving right in that time frame.
So let's talk about what's new in the Keystone schools. I know you were on the ballot a couple of weeks ago, and it came out positive for you.
Yeah, we were excited. It had been 21 years since we had passed a levy for operating funds, and so we were really excited about that. The reason why we were excited is because we were going to have 13 teachers lose their jobs. We were going to have some programs that weren't going to continue, and so we were excited to be able to maintain those things for the near future. So
21 years, no new operating money. I've got to think over time, there had to be some cutbacks.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they started in 06 making cutbacks. We used to have two elementary buildings that consolidated down to one. We had a lot of different programs and teachers, and a lot of those things were consolidated. Obviously, when you consolidate buildings, you consolidate staff. So we had less principals, we had less teachers, we had less programs. And so, a lot of things were cut. So the good thing that this levy was able to do for us is to allow us to maintain programs. We were in danger of losing the arts programs, phys ed, art, music, all at the elementary school, some programs at the high school, and the class sizes would have been around 30 in the class. We had five teachers per grade level at the elementary school, and we were looking at going down to four. And so it was just not going to be a good situation at the schools, and so we're happy that we're not in that situation. So,
well, speaking of the arts, I'm looking at your website, and you've got a lot of great new different events, and it says here that beginning the third week of May, all three schools of Keystone will celebrate art and music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some of those kind of springtime, end of the year times, too. But it's also important to have those kind of programs and experiences for the kids.
Yeah, absolutely. It's concert time. And so we are going to be having at the high school this Friday and Saturday our cabaret, where our high school students will be performing different numbers that they choose to sing and show off, and have we have a dinner that night as well. So it's a really nice program where students kind of get to show off their talents over the years from all the experience they get from the arts through the schools, and it's kind of like a culmination. So it's really nice. And then our middle school and elementary school will be having their programs as well.
And graduation not too far away, right? Are you counting the days? I know certain students are. Every day on their phone, they know how many days left before they
graduate. Yeah, absolutely. We have seniors who are really excited to graduate. That's June 5th. That's over at the First Baptist Church up the street here. They have a nice facility that we use. It's our school is a little bit too large to have graduation at our cafetorium, so we have it over there. And this year we have roughly 145 graduates who are going to be graduating, and we're hoping that a lot of them go on to college. Typically, the year before we had 88% of our students go on to 2- and 4-year universities and colleges, and so we're hoping to continue the same. So pretty excited about that.
We're talking this morning with Interim Superintendent Franco Gallo from Keystone Schools. What is it like about being as a superintendent? It's different from maybe other parts of what you've done in the past.
Yeah,
right?
Well, you know, it seems like it's been more for me doing this about 5 months now. I've been an AD, I've been an assistant principal, I've been a high school principal, I've been in middle school, I've been in high school, and it seems very much like being an AD. And the reason I say that is because when you're an AD, you're constantly putting things into motion. You're receiving phone calls, getting updates on what's going on, you know, hiring people, you're putting people in place. And I feel like I'm constantly on the phone trying to find out what's going on in each building. I'm visiting each building. I'm making sure everyone's doing what they're supposed to do, you know, answering a lot of emails, and just doing a lot of that kind of coordination. So it's a little bit of being like a lot of being like an AD, a lot of the responsibilities there, but you still kind of feel like you're the principal.
A little
bit
better office, right? And you don't have a cage of balls and equipment nearby and everything.
Well,
like
I would say, you know, if you've been to the building where we're at, maybe not a better office. I think my office at the high school is a little bit better in, you know, the newer building, but maybe next year it'll be different because the board office will be over at the new elementary school. And so that'll be opening next year, and the office will be probably a little bit nicer there.
Well,
so.
Going off the AD path, the athletics at the school is very important, that mm-hmm. you feel, and also it's something that many of the community, that's one of the aspects that the community reaches out to or knows, or people mm-hmm. outside the area get the press because of those schools.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a, you know, one of those important parts of the curriculum.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Athletics is very important to our schools. We have a lot of supporters out there. This year, we've been very successful. Our football team won the conference championship, as well as our basketball team and our baseball team and our softball team. So we're just doing great things on and off the field. So it's really exciting.
And that gets the support in the community. And a community like the Keystone School System, different than maybe in the Leary or Lorain bigger schools, there's something about a hometown school in that sense that there's a lot of pride throughout the community.
No, absolutely. There's a lot of supporters. We have our Keystone Athletics team supporters, the Cats Group. I mean, they've helped us quite a bit. They've raised a lot of money. There's construction going on right now, and they call it the Field House. It's you know, some people, when they hear a field house, they're thinking about indoor courts and things like that. It's not quite that big. It's more of a restroom facility with a locker room and a concession stand, and we're finally able to have that. By having some permanent restroom facilities, we'll be able to host some more events and do some more things over there at the stadium to bring in a little bit of revenue for the schools. So, but they raised more than half the money for that facility, and so we have some really good supporters.
Happy with the new construction?
Yes, absolutely. The new elementary building will be open for next year, and so that will help almost complete our master plan. We'll have all our buildings over there on Opportunity Way, but the new building is really nice, but not extravagant. You know, the state has minimum standards for what the buildings have to look like, and a lot of people say, "Oh my gosh, they're all brick and they're so nice looking and whatnot," and they are. But you know, you won't see like anything that looks like the Taj Mahal over there, but it's really nice. They have you know, everything's up to date, wireless internet, you know, just new facilities are just a really nice thing to have over there.
I lost my thought. That's all I can say.
Really? Happened yesterday too. What's going on? Are you okay?
2 days before.
Do you need breakfast?
I have not quite.
They've got three
sure.
specials here today.
We're going to have Jim Piazza come by a little bit later, the Keystone coach, for that. It's one of those programs that really is one that shines mm-hmm. in the area as well. Anything I need to ask him, or is there something that you...
Well, we were the national champions just two years ago, and so we constantly are going back to the district and the state title or state tournaments, and I'd like to hopefully be back there again this year. So
I'll ask him what the lower grades are, because it's any type of those programs you mentioned with the football, basketball, softball, baseball as well. It's growing from the younger grades when mm-hmm. they see kids in school and the high school and how well they achieve. What kind of a enrollment is there coming up? You mentioned about 140 some graduating this year.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like in the upcoming? Is there a bubble up there on the way? Or
we're pretty steady. We do get students who like to come from other surrounding areas. We have roughly 220 students who come from other districts as well, who open enroll into our schools, and so we're able to keep our enrollment pretty steady. We are looking to get a few more kindergartners, though. Right now, we're a little bit lower than we normally are, and I wonder if people were waiting to see what was just going to happen with the levy, but now that it passed, I'm you know, hoping that we get a few more. But yeah, enrollment's pretty steady. We average around 130, somewhere between 130, 150 kids who graduate from the high school each year. And I think a lot of it has to do with our facilities, our sports, and the academics doing so well.
Every year we would talk to Elyria School Superintendent Paul Rigda,
mm-hmm.
and he would often say for the administration, after the school year, the summer months,
mm-hmm.
are extremely busy for them because they have to get so many things ready before the fall.
Uh-huh.
Is that the case here in Keystone?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's where we get our grounds ready for the upcoming fall season for the fields. We have to order our textbooks. We have to order, although I would say that we're ordering less textbooks nowadays and doing more online. We're actually renewing a lot. We do a lot of business renewing software licenses each year and trying to get the best price for the district. But we're doing a lot more with software, and that's something that's a change. You used to sit down with a rep from a textbook company, and then you would buy textbooks for the upcoming year. But nowadays, it seems like we're doing a lot more deals with software companies. But you know, you're doing that. You're cleaning up the buildings. You know, hiring teachers when teachers retire or resign or whatever. You're doing that. Yeah, there's a lot of planning that goes into the summer months that people don't realize.
I still remember when I was a kid and played in elementary school during the summer months, still on their playground, and we ran up to the school and we looked inside, and you're like going, what did they do to the classroom? There are no desks in here. Or mm-hmm. they pushed them all in the corner, piled them up, and you're thinking...
Yeah. Waxing the floors.
Still waxing the floors.
Yeah.
With the getting everything ready. But it's just one of those things you got to do every year.
Mm-hmm.
Scrape off all the gum, perhaps. I don't know if that's still an issue or not.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you stopping in. I've worn the colors for you today, by the way.
That's wonderful.
Franco Gallo, interim superintendent with Keystone Schools. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate your time.
No problem. Tell Jim I said hi.
We will do that. And just he'll be joining us at about 8:40 this morning. Jim Piazza, the Keystone.